today, I'd just like to say greet you all in our Father's name today. And I am here to support my best friend, her son, and her granddaughter. I've been by her side since he's been in the hospital, and I've watched day by day as the things that he had to go through medically. Yesterday, actually last night, I went to the home to observe, to see the care that he has to receive daily. It triggered me majorly with what I had to see, the secretions that he has to go through daily to clear his chest because he cannot cough up on his own. His positions daily that have to be done to make sure he's comfortable because he can't move his body properly himself. You know, to say, to communicate with him and say, you know, hi, how are you? You stand and you wait for some sign, some sort of sign for him to say, well, I'm good. But you could only just see the look in his eyes of hurt, and you can still see that he is frustrated and confused about what's going on in his surroundings. And I only long to hear the words come eventually from his mouth to what happened that day. You know, how do you feel? And to see him, you know, push himself frantically in his chair because he's angry and hurt, it was really triggersome. And, you know, I pray for a miracle every day for him. And as for, you know, the justice system, I feel has failed us majorly. Not just us, but all First Nations. We are always, you know, left out. We're at the bottom of the food chain. We're never looked at equally. When will justice ever look at us the same? We are all one human. We are all one God's children. As, you know, we should be treated properly and given the same sentence as they would give them. I feel sorry for, I call her my granddaughter as well. She tells her dad daily that she loves him. She stands and prays by his side every day. She always says, you know, she would want her dad to play with her at the park, but it'll never happen. And it's so hard to make a child understand that her father will forever be this way, but she's always praying for a miracle, and so am I. So today, I am here to help my best friend and put her word out in advocating for changes and support. I try to support her myself in the best way that I can in our daily conversations and in my prayers as well. I encourage her with positive words so she is not falling to depression, as I see that she is already facing so many challenges now and in the future. She is also an only child. Her parents have left, and she has no other support system but myself and our nation. So our nation is fighting with her. We feel the impacts of drinking and driving with her. We go through all these emotions every day. And if she gets the support that she needs through drinking and driving advocates, I believe that this will uplift her spirit eventually. You know, and I do know that, you know, with our prayers, Darnell will come out of the situation that he's in now and one day tell his story. So with that, I just like to say, you know, continue to pray for the family and for us and for Charlene to continue every day she does not fall into depression where she has to confide in alcohol or drugs. Like our family's been through so much since day one.